This is Bill Felker with Poor World's Almanac for the second week of early spring, the third week of the Ducks Scouting for Nests moon, the second week of the Sun in Pisces. March had come in like a lion, and in the morning I walked through town along the road to the songs of sparrows and crows, southeast into woods of osage and scrub black walnuts and box elders. All their branches were covered with ice, were shining in the sun, the world bright, steaming from the melting water. I moved out of the open road and the noise of the city into a protective hive of reflected light and a kind of bee-like murmuring that grew stronger as I entered the woods and took away all my attention from the world outside. I was at peace. I walked slowly, stroking the bark of trees slippery from the storm. The ice dropped around me, pieces like brittle cocoons or cicada ectoskeletons, fossils of the branches, the winter's hulls, crisp calluses of raindrops shattered in the March sun. I felt as though I were walking in rain and hail, but the sky was so pure blue. There was no wind at all, and it seemed to me that it was the warmth of the sun alone that undid the branches and created the clatter or ticking and then a hum and song of early spring, distracting me from the possibility that there could be other sounds from the highway nearby or from the sparrows and crows I had always heard here in the woods. The new day fell all around me, into my hair, down the back of my coat. I broke off an icicle and licked it and then bit down on its tip, spring melting into my mouth. I stepped deliberately into layers of the bangles of the storm, crunching and crackling my way back into an open field, where suddenly the grass was soft and silent. I could hear birds again, cars passing on the road half a mile away. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of early spring. In the meantime, this year's third supermoon is just 2 days away. Maybe it will bring a lion and its magic once again.
Poor Will's Almanac for 2018 is available from Amazon. And you can purchase my book, Home is the Prime Meridian, Essays on Time and Place and Spirit, from the same site. The collection contains a number of the selections heard on this radio segment.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.